It's a scenario that UTA officials hope never happens.
We have an attack that happened on a light rail train in West Valley. A couple bombs detonated.
Utah Transit Authority Safety Officer Daniel Riley says they also simulated bombings at the Central Station in downtown Salt Lake. He says Salt Lake City is not commonly thought of as a terrorist target, but they make these simulations bigger and more complicated every year just in case.
It makes something that could be extremely messy and chaotic a little bit less.
Tomorrow, they'll be simulating bombings at Rice-Eccles Stadium to see how well they can get information to the loved ones of victims. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.